This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com. Think you know who the Pats will take in the first round? Want to know what positions the team is targeting? We'll let you know what we think. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Draft Prospect Review Podcast with the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
March 11th, and Eric Scalavino and Andy Hart here again. Again, missing Paul Perillo, who for the next month or so apparently doesn't work for PFW. So
that's 2 months in a row.
When they say the writers of PFW, it's Eric and Andy. That's what you get.
Well, yeah.
Back here at Patriots.com for another Draft Prospects podcast in which we will preview the prospects, although we call it a review. I didn't come up with the name. I'm just the
Chris
talent.
Ferreira.
I show up.
Webmaster
I do the job.
Extraordinaire.
And we got an exciting position today. People like to talk about skill position players,
of
and
course.
Today it's the running backs. Because running backs, you don't need to know much to watch a guy run with the ball and say, he's a good running back. Even more so in the NFL, you can come in and contribute right away. We've seen it over the years. But this class, I'm not so sure there is that guy. I'm not so sure there's that top elite potential franchise back. We'll start at the top. No Sean Marino out of Georgia, in my mind, is the best back in the draft, is the lone guy that I could see becoming an elite running back, a consistent Pro Bowl-type talent. I really liked his film. I think he's got the total package. He's the first of, I feel like all the running backs in this class are around 5'10", 5'11", and 2'10".
Yeah.
That's kind of the build, the stereotypical build for this draft. You know, they sway in either direction a little bit. But there's a number of those guys. I like Marino. I would take him if I were a team looking for a running back in the top half of the first round. I don't think he's a top 5 to 8 pick. NFL Draft Scout, our friends over there, have him rated as the 13th overall prospect. So that's probably where I would put him. He might go a little higher because somebody,
if
you know,
the team
in
needs a
need.
Running back,
right?
Maybe. But
what did you think of his tape, Eric?
Liked it a lot. I like his ability to improvise when the play breaks down. I like he cuts well. He's very quick, elusive. There's nothing not to like. I would have liked to have seen more footage of him catching passes out of the backfield or downfield a little bit, just to see what he can do, but nothing that I've seen leads me to believe he can't do that. It just would have been nice to see a little bit more of it, and maybe a little bit more of him maybe picking up the blitz, because if he's going to be a team's feature back, he's going to be asked to do a lot of those kind of things. And, you know, doing it in college and doing it on the other level are two different things. And if you have the background of doing it in college, I'd feel a little more comfortable putting you in that role in the NFL. But that's just looking for something bad to, or, you know, a negative to bring up. But of what I did see, everything was positive. I liked it a lot.
According to our friends over at Draft Scout, they project somewhere 4 or 5 running backs could go in the first round. You never know if there's a run on them there. The guy sort of on the bubble, it seems like, Donald Brown out of UConn. Mm. Although Mike Mayock said at the Combine, he knows some teams that have Brown listed as the best back in the draft. Ultra productive. We were talking about it upstairs. Not flashy. Doesn't have any one aspect of his game that jumps out at you. But at the end of the day, he has 200 yards a game, 2,000 yards for the season, and he carried his team to a pretty decent season. So, you know, he's a guy that not as flashy, but my guess is will be productive, will have 1,000-yard type NFL seasons, even if he doesn't have 1,800-yard type seasons in the NFL. But we talked about the 5'10", 2'10 kind of guys, which Donald Brown is one of. Some of the guys that don't fit that mold are guys, actually, I didn't love. I would put Chris Beanie Wells in that category. He's a 6'1", 235 type guy. Sean Green, 5'11", 235, a guy out of Iowa who's sort of a one-hit wonder. Was actually not on the team 2 years ago. Comes back and has a big year this year. Had some academic issues, was working in a furniture store, has played JUCO before. So really, if you draft him, you're saying what we saw this past fall, 2008, is what we project we're going to get all the time in the NFL. I don't see the speed with him. Same thing with Beanie Wells. I don't love his speed. He's upright. And to me, he runs. He's a big back who doesn't always run like a big back. I think he's got some injury questions, first of all.
Yeah, he's
but also, I feel like sometimes he wants to dance and wants to cut rather than saying, I'm 235 pounds,
over people.
Run like it.
Yeah.
I don't love either of those guys.
One of the things I didn't like about LeSean McCoy was...
Yeah, I didn't like him either.
Another guy.
5'11", 210, Pittsburgh.
The equation. This is a minor, it may seem like a minor point, but when you're running towards a sideline, and you have the ball in your arm, you want to switch that ball over to the arm that's closest to the sideline.
He's fundamentally flawed. I wrote that down.
Yeah. I didn't see him doing that.
He didn't.
Too often.
No, he didn't.
He would keep the ball towards the middle of the field, where it's a lot more of a chance that it's going to get knocked out and fumble.
There was at least one run that we saw where he had the ball in his right hand. He was running to the left sideline. He was trying to beat the final defender. And had that ball been in his left hand, he probably could have fought him off with a stiff arm and may have turned a 20-yard run into a 60-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what guys just don't understand, that it doesn't seem, you know, there could be 10 carries in a row where it doesn't matter which hand the ball was in. But on that one, that could have been a game-changing mm-hmm. play, and he wasn't able to make that play. Now, I don't know if that's injury-related. I haven't done more research on that, if there was any specific reason. But that's one of my major critiques. It's a lost fundamental. I talked to Bill about it in press conferences before, and he talks about there's sort of a fine line there between emphasizing the fundamentals and then allowing a guy to be an athlete at this level once they've reached a certain level. I just don't agree with it. To me, it's something that needs to be fixed. It's kind of like Kevin O'Connell
Absolutely.
Comes here last year. His throwing motion mechanics. Isn't right. Yep. You need to fix it to move mm-hmm. forward as a National Football League player. To me, you have to do that as a running back, and I hate it. The other thing I'm not a big fan of is the Tiki Barber high and tight has become very, very much common in the college game as guys, some with fumble issues, some not with fumble issues, use that to maintain ball security.
It just doesn't seem natural.
It isn't, and it cuts down on your ability to run. It removes the natural arm-pumping motion that is supposed to allow you to, especially when you get into the open field, to turn those runs into, again, game-changing type plays.
Yeah.
And it seems like too many of these guys are so focused on holding on to the football, which, don't get me wrong, is important.
Right.
But
if you're thinking too much about that, you're not really thinking about other things you should be doing.
There are plenty of running backs over the years who had normal to suspect ball security. A guy I would call, and I know you don't want to just compare, but Walter Payton, mm-hmm. one of the greatest running backs in the history of the game.
Oh, my God. He was holding
had the ball
like
all over the
place.
So, you know, there's a fine line between worrying about ball security and allowing it to adversely affect your game.
Yep.
I think a lot of backs in this draft need to learn that they can kind of have normal ball security without going with the high and tight and maybe have some more big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on down the list, my sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
My diamond in the rough.
I agree with you.
My Donald Brown, who you can get four rounds later
mm-hmm.
out of the University of Clemson. Nice orange uniforms, by the way. James Davis, 5'11", 207. I like those two. He was sort of the thunder of their thunder and lightning.
Yep. CJ Spiller.
With the Spiller kid who's not coming out. But I just thought he was a good all-around back. I thought, even though he's considered the thunder, that he had the speed to be an every-down back. I think he's got it. You know, he had 1,000 yards for three straight seasons, I believe. 49 career touchdowns. Ultra-productive. Kind of like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis we saw mm-hmm. last year, ultra-productive, and he found a home in New England. This is a guy, James Davis. If you can get him day two, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
One of the things I liked about him was he had good hands. We could see that he was a good receiver out of the backfield. But also, he ran kind of tall, but it didn't hinder him.
Right.
Unlike, like you said earlier, Beanie Wells, who would maybe try to dance around a little too much. He would run tall, but if a defender came at him, he wasn't afraid to lower his
right.
shoulder and bowl over him.
I also thought he showed a nice combination of patience and burst. You know, some of these guys are, boom, they're going 1,000 miles an hour. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
Other guys have the knack for patience, burst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that opening's there, hit it. I thought he was a guy that had the ability to do that.
Yeah, very underrated. I
really like his game. Moving on down the list, a couple guys. Andre Brown is a bigger back out of North Carolina State.
I liked him, too.
I was just okay, lukewarm on him as a guy. He's a one-cut guy in my mind. I could see him going to the Broncos, maybe having some success there in a zone system. Jeremiah Johnson out of Oregon is one of the smaller guys, the opposite end of the
yep.
spectrum there, 5'9", 198.
Wish I had seen more tape of him.
Yeah, he took too many hits for my liking. To me, if you're going to be one of those under 200 guys in the NFL, you need to have a knack for not taking hits,
yep.
being the Wes Welker, the Kevin Falk, the Marshall Falk, to some of these guys that have had long careers being mm-hmm. able to avoid hits. I'm not sure he has that. Cedric Pierman is an interesting guy out of Virginia.
Yep.
Sort of a jack of all trades, kick returner. I believe had the fastest 40 time at the combine for a running back. Has caught some passes, can run the ball, can block. If you're looking for an NFL-ready contributor, I guess, I think he could be one of those guys. I would liken him maybe to like a J.R. Redmond. A guy that could contribute, but I don't ever see being
special
the guy.
Teams or offensive.
Oh, yeah. All around. He can return kicks. He probably will return kicks first in the NFL, and then maybe move on to some other roles. So I liked him. Another small guy I kind of liked. If I had my picks, I'd take James Davis and Devin Moore out of Wyoming. 5'9", 190, small guy.
He
very
reminded
shifty.
Me of Darren Sproles.
Yes, that's actually what I wrote down, is Darren Sproles. I think, like Sproles, he's tough for his size, has the ability to avoid hits but also take hits. I really liked his game. And
not as an every down back, but as a Sproles-type role.
Yes.
You come in there,
certainly
change of pace.
Receiver, returner, jack-of-all-trades.
Kevin Falk, maybe, yes. Type here.
A little smaller. I mean, Falk has put on size since he got into the league. Not quite there. Another interesting guy, I think, is a late-round pick out of Colorado State, who is a running back, Gartrell Johnson. I actually think could make a nice fullback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's not huge at this point, 5'11", 222, 225. But I think you put another 10 or 15 pounds on him, and you have not a true fullback, but a Patriots fullback, a Heath Evans guy, make some plays in special teams, block occasionally, catch occasionally, run occasionally.
Yep. Short yardage.
Short yardage, all of those things. I think he's an interesting guy. To keep an eye on. Some of those mid-level guys or later-level guys that I absolutely hated, Arian Foster out of Tennessee, 6'1", 226, sort of has that Eddie George look and style, but just isn't that good. I think he's another future fullback.
I wrote down Lamont Jordan type.
I don't think I think that's disrespectful to Lamont Jordan. The guy's nowhere near as good. He stinks, just like he's nowhere near as good.
Solid
as
but unspectacular is what I put down.
If solid is a synonym for stinks, then I agree with what you said for solid. Terrell Sutton out of Northwestern.
Yeah.
A receiver is what I saw him as. He rounds his cutoffs, too short, 5'8", 210. Not a big fan. No thanks. Late round guys, maybe even free agents. If they are lucky enough to get him.
Are you talking about a Nebraska player?
Yes. Marlon Lucky, 5'11", 216. Talked to him at the Combine. Said the Patriots have shown some interest, which, of course, they've shown some interest in thousands of players at this point. But
Lucky.
I like him.
Lucky. Yeah, indeed.
He's a guy that considered coming out under last year, his final year playing for Bill Callahan, West Coast offense, had a very productive year, decided to go back, actually had a third-round grade from the NFL, so potentially could have been a third-round pick a year ago, now is considered by NFL draft scout as an undrafted free agent type. Saw his production cut way down because his opportunities were cut way down.
Yep.
They used a committee system under Bo Pelini at Nebraska, and he's a guy that at the Combine said, I need to put myself back on the map.
And I think he did in the East-West Shrine game.
Yep, had
he
a good
was,
bowl game.
I think it was MVP performance there. He had a couple touchdowns, almost 100 yards, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not quite that much, but he was certainly the leading rusher in the game. I think he's helped get his name back out there. Like you said, I don't know if it'll get him back up to the third round like he was projected to a year ago, but he's giving himself a chance, and I think some team will take a shot at him, and who knows, maybe the Patriots will be that team.
And another guy to take a shot on, Tyler Roll,
Tyler Roll.
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State, I liked him.
5'10", 228.
Bowling
probably
ball.
A fullback.
A little bit of a bowling ball.
Yeah, he was a bowling ball back for them. He was
loves
not really a
contact.
Fullback. Yeah. But in terms of late round or rookie free agent, special teamer / preseason star, who people would love to see in the third and fourth quarters of games, he has that written all over him.
I liked
him.
His burst when he got in open space, when he had that second gear, when he knew he had the open field in front of him, or he was just getting pursued from the back, he would take off. I liked it.
In terms of the other direction, guys, I didn't like so much late rounders. Keegan Herring out of Arizona State. Mm-hmm. I've seen he's 5'10", 195, had some injuries last year. Very productive previous seasons in college. I've seen described as a poor man's Reggie Bush, but that was back when the economy was good, because since the economy's gone down, he's not even close to Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
No interest in him. Herb Donaldson, a kid out of Western Illinois, another very productive guy, lower-level competition, obviously. Three straight 1,400-yard seasons. Kind of reminded 5'10", 222, kind of reminded me in running style of Keith Byers. Not very smooth.
Yeah.
Didn't look good and was at a lower level, so maybe it doesn't translate to the NFL, but was very productive, got the job done.
I kind of
Keith Byers had that awkward running style where he didn't bend his knees.
Right. It looked like his feet would just move
forward. This guy kind of looked like that, so take that for what you will if you're interested.
P.J. Hill of Wisconsin was another one I wasn't overwhelmed by.
He sucks. Fat.
Kind of a wide load is what I wrote down. Yeah. So
looks and like Paul Perillo and produces like I think Paul Perillo would in the NFL, which is to say not very well.
Wow.
Remember Ron Dane? He produced at Wisconsin, too.
That's
right. I work out for you.
And all of his highlights that we saw seemed to come against lesser foes,
yeah,
which kind of tells you something.
I mean, he had, I'm looking at his numbers here, 4,000 yards, 42 touchdowns, but take those numbers and keep him in the pro level.
I'm guessing he wasn't doing that against Ohio State and Michigan every week.
He's certainly not going to be doing it against the Patriots or Bears or any of the teams in the National Football League. Very quickly, before we move on, fullbacks, true fullbacks.
True fullbacks.
There are some in this draft who could get drafted. Mm-hmm. According to draft scout Tony Fiametta out of Syracuse, 6'0", 246. To me, is athletic enough to do some of the things fullbacks need to do now, catch a couple passes, carry the ball a couple times.
He was actually recruited, I think, as a tailback.
Yes.
And then had some injury problems and then got bigger, and they said, all right, just, you know, play fullback.
The kid out of Georgia is a similar guy, Brandon Sutherland, 247. Decent short yardage back. Got the chance to catch and run the ball a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the bigger guys, I'd say true fullbacks, LSU's Quinn Johnson, 251.
Yep.
To me, he's a battering ram fullback, so I don't think he'd fit as a Patriot. Travis McCall out of Alabama, 6'2", 276.
That's
certainly a
man.
True fullback.
Almost
now,
a tight end.
Well, that would be the only way I think he'd fit in New England, if you could see him as your third tight end slash fullback, kind of morph a couple roles there. I don't expect the Patriots would go the true fullback route. Like I said, if they were going to draft a guy, to me, it's a running back that they could convert to a fullback like Gartrell Johnson out of Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, before we leave, name a running back that will be a Patriot come draft weekend.
I'm going to go with Tyler Roll, the kid from North Dakota State.
That's a good, safe pick. That smells like a Garrett Mills later pick, versatile, special teamer.
And he's the type of player that, like you said, New England fans would love.
I'm going to go a little higher, a little more talented.
A little luckier.
James Davis out of Clemson. I've fallen in love, so
he's
I have
the
to
James
be true
Mendenhall.
To my love.
He's the Rashard Mendenhall.
Well,
of
let's
draft,
not go that
he?
Far. He's not going to be a superstar like Mendenhall, but he could be a very productive back. I like him. Both wore orange in college.
Yes, they did.
Both would look good in the National Football League. Unfortunately, one's with the Steelers. But James Davis, make him a Patriot on draft weekend. You won't regret it, Bill Belichick. Anyway, that's going to put the wraps on this draft prospect preview. Review. We do it all. We preview. We review.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Next week, we'll be back, Eric, with the defensive line.
Oh.
A position not necessarily one of need, but if you're looking down the road as contracts come due for Richard Seymour or Vince Wilfork, young depth along the defensive line could be a target in the draft. We'll break down all those positions and who might be a good 2-gap, 3-4 defender for the Patriots on draft weekend.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.